One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Life's big decisions aren't always easy, but you don't have to figure them out alone. Psychic Source connects you with trusted psychics who offer real insight, not just predictions. Whether it's love, career, or life's big questions, you'll get honest, judgment-free guidance in a private safe space, anytime, 24/7. And if your reading doesn't feel right, it's free. Take control of your future. Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO25 to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.
I'm headed back to Zany's in Nashville Friday, March 28th and Saturday, March 29th, Madison, Wisconsin. I'm excited to announce I'm shooting my next special at your club, Comedy on State. I was there not too long ago, had such a great time, such a great club. I'm excited to work with them and bring you my next special. Two shows, Saturday, April 12th. Get your tickets now at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And starting this episode, like I start all my episodes on my podcast, by saying thank you, gratitude. Thank you for supporting this show. All right. I'm very excited to have this guy here in the Way Back with me. Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Tripoli. Welcome
what
to the
up,
Way dog? Back, buddy.
Good to be back. Well, good to be here for the first time, actually.
In the Way Back.
In the Way Back, dude.
Before I ask you about this seat, please promote whatever you'd like. That's you right there.
Go to samtripoli.com for all things Sam Tripoli, my dates, my t-shirts, all that stuff. I have a special that's out right now. Holla at your boy. It's called Quiet. Basically, it's why is everybody getting quiet? You can find it on Rumble, samtripoli.com, Twitter, X. Probably should put it on YouTube, but that sounds like a waste of time. And then just check out my podcast. I have three really great ones. I have a bunch of podcasts, but the ones I really want you to know about are Broken Simulation, where me and Johnny Woodard, we just go over the week that is the Broken Simulation, the Tinfoil Hat, which is my flagship podcast about conspiracies. And then one of my favorite shows is called Deep Waters with Dylan Wren, and it's a debate show. You know, he's a wood gypsy, I'm a weirdo, and we just debate conspiracies and politics, so go check that out.
I usually start these episodes off, we're the same age, so I know you remember this seat. I usually start it off with, have you ever actually sat in this seat growing
yes.
up? So who
yes.
had that car?
David Palmeter, one of my good friends, his dad had a really nice clothing store on Main Street of Cortland, New York.
Do you remember what kind of car it was?
It was one of those long, what are those things? It was a station wagon.
Yeah, I know. Do you remember what kind? Like a Chevy?
I don't
Chevy
know. What, No. Okay. I just know it was like a brown and tan.
Yeah.
Which everything at that time was brown
yeah.
and
we
tan.
We had a brown one. Yeah, we had a brown Ford. And you're sitting back here looking out.
Yeah. And David used to love to do something where he would just come up to a car and for no reason hit the brakes really hard. So it sounded like he was screeching. And you just see people in front of him go, ah! He did it all the time.
Something we used to do it's so dangerous and so stupid, but. Here, hold my mic. I'm going to show you what we used to do. We'd be making a left turn, okay? But hold on, wait. Traffic's coming at you, humming at you, and you're waiting to make your left. And we used to put the blinker on, and just as someone's coming, we would dip the shoulder and just take your hand and loosely over the wheel like this. And, dude, people are like, oh, they see you hitting the hands over the wheel, and you're running them loose. Dude, they would swerve. Yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm going to kill somebody.
The best. The best.
The fear. Ugh. Another one we used to do, because I lived out in the county too, so you'd be driving a lot on two-lane roads, double yellow, but no shoulder, just grass or maybe a little bit of gravel,
right.
You know what I mean, out
right.
in the country. And a big thing was flashing your headlights, you know, to let people know there was a cop up there radaring and shit. And
oh, yeah, dude, people used to do that all the time.
Yeah. And if you're getting caught, you get in trouble. But, dude, we used to do this shit where there was no cop. But if you were hauling ass toward us, we'd hit those headlights. And we would look in the rear view and die laughing because they hit those brakes. That car's doing an endo and they're throwing a thumbs up, like, you know, like, I give my name. We're
I love that, bro.
It's so good.
I love that, dude. Driving in upstate New York was always crazy because even when I go back, man, there's just like dead animals everywhere. You don't see that in LA.
Forget about deer and raccoon dude, and shit dead. Everywhere. Yeah,
just carcasses. It's like Fallout or something like that. Just dead bodies all over the place. Everyone's just driving like nothing happened.
All right. So it's you, your brother. You got just two of you, right?
Yes.
I ask everybody talking about stories, and you have one I want to talk because I don't think anyone's ever come on. We've loosely touched on it. But when you found out Santa wasn't real.
Bro, I found out Santa wasn't real. I forget, was I like four? Like,
oh,
what's
that's
it?
Young.
Yeah, I was super young.
That's young because my daughter's nine right now. And yesterday she said something about making a Christmas list that she's like, oh, people could get that for me for Christmas. I go, or we could put it on there for Santa. And she,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
But, yeah. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, it's over.
We haven't had the conversation yet, though.
I was so upset. I was at my next
door. That's early, dude.
Yeah.
What happened?
The boys were next door, and they were very close. We were very close in, like, elementary school. We grew up together.
What school?
In elementary school.
Elementary.
What, I don't know.
I've never heard anybody how do you say it? How do you say it?
How do you say it?
Elementary.
Like element with a tree in there.
Oh, yeah. Great. Now I got an idiot. Well, dude, I flunked first grade, bro. What do you want from me?
I forget about that.
Yeah, I remember when I said documentary and then like
documentary.
Yeah,
there
we go, dude. I don't say, I'm from upstate New York. We say it different.
Say documentary?
Potter says elementary too.
What?
Josh Potter says elementary.
Oh, that's upstate New York.
Oh, it must be an upstate New York thing.
I wonder. We'll see.
Thank you for that.
Buffalo fans, come here, Princess. What do you say, girl?
This guy's bullying me over here.
She likes it. She wants you to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you are the co-host.
Princess likes it. Okay. So go ahead. Sorry.
So they were next door neighbors, and we were all like, there was like, I'd say there was about five of us or four of us. Danny was the next door neighbor. Then we had the Gleason sisters down the street. Mm-hmm. And like, as my daughters get older, I think about like when I was their age and what we were doing. I'm like, oh, I'm horrible. That's probably why I'm a train wreck of a human being. What we were getting into, because your parents would just let you go. And you had the whole neighborhood, and you just run around.
And what are you getting into? What are you doing?
Well, I remember one time I ran away.
Wait, hold on. Santa's not real. You got to stay on the story.
Okay.
This is how you found out.
So, you know, it's around Christmas.
And we're going to come back to running away. Don't let us forget.
It was around Christmas time, and, you know, we went over to the Lavoie's, and we were all just sitting around, and we were, you know, they were asking me if I'm super excited about Christmas, and I go, yeah, I'm so excited. Now, here's the thing about Christmas that makes my whole, you know, story really crazy was that we would go to Niagara Falls every Christmas. So what I was told by my parents is like we would drive on Christmas Eve. So what I was told by my parents was that Santa came a day early to give us the gifts. And I always go, man, that's got to be tough because you got to do the world the next day.
But the Tripoli's first. The Tripoli's are first.
This guy's like, this Tripoli.
They got to get to Niagara Falls. Come on, Rudolph. Yeah.
Or maybe he had his intern just dressed like him.
So wait, is Lavoie also, is it Jewish? Is that a Lavoie Jewish name?
Lavoie is, they were French Canadian. Okay. He was French Canadian. His father was a lumberjack.
Because that's how it got ruined in our neighborhood, because the Jewish kids always knew there was.
No. Yeah. We had one Jewish family and one black family in all of my upstate New York, which was about Cortland, which was at the time maybe 17,000 people.
Okay.
Which is basically like, now, like the block I live on, that's how many people I have living on my block in LA. So we go over there and they're talking about, Christmas. I'm like, I can't wait till Santa comes. And then Danny, who is my friend, his sister, who's younger, is Julie. And Julie just goes, Santa's not real. I go, what are you talking about? Of course Santa's not real. She goes, Mom, isn't Santa not real? And dude, this grown woman.
No.
Who is the nicest person outside of this moment goes to me, yes, Sam, Santa's not real.
This lady co-signed on it and broke it to you like that? Oh, that's devastating.
That's the worst.
Are your parents there in front of her?
No, we were over there. They were in my house.
Oh, no.
Dude, the worst. I will keep that lie going forever with
my
children.
So wait, did you go back and tell your parents and they said, yeah, it's true, or did they fight that?
I remember going back and they were just like, oh, who knows? She's just joking. And I go, no, man. And I tell people this all the time. People always go, what is the first conspiracy that you believed in? I go, Santa Claus is the first conspiracy because it's a giant blackmailing scheme to get you to act like a good kid, right? If you act like a good kid.
Did you believe in Jesus before Santa?
Yeah, I believe in Jesus now, bro. I'm a holy roller, dog.
You don't think that's the same as Santa?
No.
No.
No way, okay, bro. You think Jesus and Santa are in the same kind of realm?
I think that the mindset of controlling people is in the same
realm. I understand what you're saying, that it's
the religion
giant
keeps people in check, right, the way right. Christmas keeps
people. Well,
these
I'm not
kids
a religious guy. I'm a spiritual dude.
Well,
I
me
do
too.
Think there is a
But you just
a guy
said you were a holy
Jesus.
Roller.
I am. I do love Jesus, dog. Now you're going to tell me he's not real? Great. Now I'm going to go on another podcast.
But I'm not telling you Jesus isn't
so,
real.
So when she told me that, I was devastated. Christmas
Did you cry?
Was
you
never the same. Yeah, I was really upset, man. I was really upset.
Are you searching for answers? Like, if were you scared also?
No, dude,
like,
you know what I said?
If he's not real, I'm never getting presents again, you know, because you only think that's where they come from, right?
100%. Yeah. And I just started having, it was like my Kill Bill moment. Where I'm like, I'm going to revenge this moment. I'm going to teach her. Like, I always used to have fantasies of dressing up as Santa Claus just dropping a deuce right on her porch.
Did
bro.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
You had Santa Claus revenge. Yeah.
I was so pissed. He told me Santa wasn't real.
That
I was
does
so
suck.
Upset.
You had a good 4 more years minimum. You did.
Enjoying that, dude. Enjoying thinking that.
Did you then go tell kids in school?
No, dude.
You kept that shit to yourself?
Yeah.
Did your brother know at that point?
No.
Did you tell him?
No.
Wow.
I swore at that point.
You weren't like, dude, you ain't going to
No. I'll remind you when I tell you I was devastated.
I fully believe
My world
it.
Is rocked.
I don't remember the moment like that. I don't remember the moment. I sort of remember, you know, because once you also get to be 8 or 9, you got kids in school who have older brothers and sisters.
Right.
And they're already telling them that shit ain't real. And then it filters down. And then you got to go to your parents and they got to figure out how they're going to answer that question. I still say, like, look, if you don't believe it, shit ain't coming.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
what
Joe
I mean?
Rogan
Try
has
not
a great
believing.
Bit about how you don't want your kid to be the first.
Yeah.
But you don't also want them to be the last.
That's true, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? You want kind of in the middle. Yeah. I think that's good. But 4 or 5 is just too early to learn about that. And it takes away all the magic.
I do remember once we knew Santa wasn't real, too, my dad was like, listen, if you tell your little brother you ain't getting shit anymore, we're like, okay, we're shutting the fuck up. Like, that's the one thing I would say we could, you know, we're united on.
Well, I wish but I still
believe
We
get up
Santa.
In the morning and we go down and we would just like poke a pinhole in the gift. And I'd be like, you got Luke Skywalker. You know, we just little things like, what's that? You got a baseball glove, you know? And then we go back upstairs and sleep and get up and like, hey, a baseball glove, Luke Skywalker.
I remember as I kept the facade going that I believed in Santa Claus, I found where they hid the presents.
You did.
And I was just lifting them up.
And
I was like, you know, it's like when you do with a melon, you kind of hear it. Mm-hmm. I go, okay, robot dinosaurs.
Because you start figuring out shit. So I'm like, oh, why is the wrapping paper the same every year? Oh, well, then it became Santa just delivers them and we have to wrap them. I'm like, really? That's hard to be.
They just want to hold on to it.
But I do remember the moment I found out wrestling was fake.
Oh.
I mean, I already had my suspicions. But the moment my dad said something where it clicked and I was just
so
like,
funny, dude.
My dad.
How old were you?
Probably like, I don't know, 9, 10. When maybe younger a little bit, but right around that pocket, first, second, third grade. And we were so into it. We were also really into sports. And my brother and I would wrestle and fight and football and everything. And my dad would always tell us, the guy coming out second's going to win. We're like, how do you know this shit, Dad? And he's like, it's fake. And we're like, it is not fake. He's like,
I was so upset.
It's fake. And I'm like, how's it fake? And he goes, all right, I'll ask you a question. And this is what did it. He goes, if you and I are wrestling and I grab you by the arm and I throw you against the ropes, what are you going to do? And I went, hold on. And he goes, yup. And I went, oh, no. Like, why do they slingshot off? Like, they don't have any power to wrap it up. And when he said that, and I thought that, I was like, it was over.
Well, do you know
I was like, oh, my God, I would never slingshot off.
Do you know that wrestling started real?
No,
it was,
I didn't know
it was,
that. I mean,
it
look,
was
I know everybody gets upset. It is still very real what they do and all
oh,
that.
Oh, they get, dude.
The whole, I had no idea there was the pageantry behind it and the storylines
right.
and, you know, all this.
Well,
and my dad's like, Hulk Hogan.
It started out as it's basically a men's soap opera.
Yeah.
With for fighting, sure, that's sure. really it. But it started out as shoot wrestling, but then they realized that, you know, they'd rather control the outcome so they can know. But, you know, so funny, it's like, I don't remember how old I was when I found out that wrestling wasn't real, but I remember, and this goes back to conspiracies, I remember being absolutely devastated that the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan got busted in a car, drunk together.
Yeah.
And again, another time my reality shatters. I'm like, you two are supposed to hate each
You're
other.
Enemies,
You're
bro.
Enemies. Oh. He's like, I ran number one. Michael, Tua. He was the original Hot Tui
yes,
guy.
He was.
Right?
The Hot Iron Sheik was the original Hot Tui guy.
Hot Tui, right? And then, dude, they were, shit. I'm like, oh, and they got big trouble after that. They were basically ran out of the WWE because they got caught. But, dude, I used to love pro wrestling, man. If you ever just really want to feel what pro wrestling is about, just go watch the match between Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior. And it is electric.
Do you know what I've been
bro.
Doing lately? I can't watch any, I can't find anything to watch anymore. I just watched Hulk Hogan beat the Iron Sheik at Madison Square Garden, the whole thing. I just watch Hogan and the Warrior. I go back and I watch old school Jimmy Snuka shit.
Oh.
And when he's jumping off ropes. I mean, it was a fun fucking time.
It was the best time, dude. The energy is fire.
Yeah.
And by the way, the original podcast is Piper's Pit, dude.
Yeah. That's an interesting point.
That's the original podcast.
That's an interesting point. I mean, the whole cracking the coconut over Snooki's
the
head
best.
Took it at all to the 84. Wow. For I mean, 12 years before the internet existed.
Right, dude?
It's impressive.
That was the first
Piper's
one bite
pit.
People on.
Yeah.
And then I remember when he had the guy who's had like one name. His name was like George.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, please welcome George.
I'm George like, Animal oh. Steel.
No, no, no. It was the guy who just had like the tighty whities. They'd be like, and he was always there to lose. Do you remember those guys?
I do remember those guys.
Because it'd be like the Ultimate
like
Warrior
Special Delivery
versus
Jones.
Bill, right? Versus yeah. Bill. And you're like, Bill's going to get annihilated.
We were talking before the show, too, and you said you come from a family of bowlers. Talk to us about that. Who's in the family was bowling?
Dude, everybody.
Like grandparents started?
Oh, my grandfather was a awesome bowler.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Ever
dude,
bowl a 300?
I don't have a lot.
Your grandfather?
Oh, my brothers did it all the time.
Bowled perfect games?
Both hands.
No.
My brother could bowl 300 with both hands.
Bullshit.
Yeah, he lived it. Dude, he lived in Court Lanes. Yep, me and my brother almost bought that. dude.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's the best, bro.
That's your bowling alley, huh?
Yep. That's where my brother reigns supreme, bro.
How did he not go pro rolling perfect games with both hands?
We talked about this, I think, before, but I used to call my brother the white Bo Jackson because he could dominate.
He was that kid.
Bowling and
like
golf.
The neighborhood legend.
Just
all
white, just white sports. He was amazing. And when you're from upstate New York, okay. Now the crazy thing about Portland, they just won the Division III football league. Yeah, dude, that's where I was raised. I was raised in those lanes.
On those lanes, huh?
Every Saturday, man, we would go bowl in a bowling league, and my brother
was your brother the best bowler
god.
In the family.
Oh, my brother at one point was probably the best high school bowler in New York State.
Is that right?
No, he was so.
Why didn't he do anything with that?
My brother just is a man on his own journey, yeah. Dude. He. I love him very much. He has like he got a scholarship
was
to
it, dude?
Wichita State. He didn't even
for
take,
bowling
for bowling, bro.
I didn't even know they had that. He didn't take it. I'd have been up in Wichita fucking bowling the shit out of everything.
Bro, they had this thing on Saturday nights called Rock and Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
would just like turn off the lights, glow stuff.
Yeah,
boom, there
it
is. That's Rock and Bowl right there. I used to love Rock and Bowl. And dude, Portland is so shady, dude.
Do they serve alcohol in that one?
Oh, yeah, they serve, dude. It was, you could probably get meth
in there back in the day.
What's that?
You seeing fights back in the day there?
Oh, dude. Chairs getting thrown because you talked while he was approaching the lanes, dude.
You just reminded me of a great story I forgot about. There's two of them. I never even heard of the term lane courtesy in my life. It's high school. I've been bowling a bunch. And I walk up at the same time the guy to my left walks up. And this dude starts going off on me. He said, "You got a problem? You don't have lane courtesy?" And I'm like, "What?" It's a grown man. And I was like, "Did I cut you off driving here or something?" He's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about? What's lane cars?" He goes, "You don't walk up the same time somebody else does."
That's
a thing.
That's a big
thing. He told
thing,
me it was
bro.
A thing. But he could tell I was genuinely confused because I was like, "Was I driving here, cut you off? Like, what are you talking about lanes?" He's like, "Nah, bro, you let everyone go."
Yeah, whoever like, steps up first goes first.
So I totally forgot about this. We used to do these dumb dares. We would do shit like, we'd just be out bored. We'd be like, "Hey, take this wig. It looked like a Tommy Lee wig from Motley Crue back in the day." And we'd like dare you to just fucking poke your head in Pizza Hut and just scream, "Hey, did anybody call a cab?" It was back when, by the way, that's back when Pizza Hut was a restaurant and there's people sitting in there, not just the carry out counter. And we would just do that. We put on like a big mullet wig and we just have a cigarette in our mouth. We'd be in high school, open the door to Pizza Hut, just lead in, be like, "Anybody call a cab?" And just look around like that, and no one says anything. We do shit like this nonstop. So my buddy decides, we pull some money together, and he's like, "I'm going to streak the bowling alley." And we're like, "You're fucking crazy." He's like, I was like, "That's a long run." He's like, "I'm going to streak it." He's like, "Here's the deal, though. You got to be on the other side waiting." And we're like, "If you're honestly going to get naked and fucking sprint, they're going to, you know, bowling alley, they're going to come in this side, they're going to run, and they're going to go out that side." And they're like, "You got to pull money together." So we pull. I mean, we're all high school. We get like 100 and couple bucks.
That's pretty good.
That's
dude.
Not bad. In the fucking late 80s, yeah. Early 90s. So my buddy Anthony and I forget who the other guy was. Another friend's like, "I'm going to do it with him." We're like, "Okay." And like, "You better not fuck us." When we had our station wagon, he's like, "You better be over there waiting." And we're like, "We're going to be there." And we drive. We go right over. And they wait so they can see us, okay? They are buck naked. And they sprint. And they're coming. They're making all kinds. Dude, they're jumping up and down like Banshee. Like, ah! There's families in there. Their dicks are out or whatever. They get to these doors right where we are. Tripling. They're locked. They're locked, dude. They gotta go back. They fucking, the fear on their face. And then we realize, like, now we're like, ah! And they just see these white asses. Now people know what the fuck's going on. And they're yelling out, like, hey, you better come back here. And they're bare ass running into our station wagon on the other side to get
dude,
out.
Dude, you have
I
to.
I totally forgot about
dude,
that.
Dude, that is hilarious. You have to be a definitely oh, a shower, shit. Not a grower to
oh,
street.
Yeah,
dude,
no
I
doubt.
Could not do
no.
that.
So, even if I got scared, my dick would go up.
My buddy. He worked at CBS, my buddy from high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was the only one who moved from Cortland to high school. Two of my friends from high school moved here and they just dominated, dude. Like they were, one was a VP at Disney. The other one was head of a non-scripted programming at CBS.
Bro. Damn.
So he hits me up one day. He's like,
no, Survivor and shit over there.
He goes, you want to do Survivor?
Nuh-uh.
I go, what? He goes, you want to? I'll get you on. I go, I can't do it, dude.
I'm doing it on stage in the comedy right now.
I go, bro, I'm a grower, not a shower. I'm not going to go on Survivor and be known as Baby Dick, dude.
Yeah,
you know what
Baby
I'm
Dick Sam. Baby Dick Trips.
I'm like, baby, I can't string, dude. My shit.
You could never come back to the comedy community
no, never,
either, bro.
Dude.
Be over.
But you know, because they're using the pixel, it's the smallest pixelation.
Yeah, it's the tiniest one
they've ever had to use. Yeah, dude. So that was crazy. So my brother,
your brother
is such
was that
a great.
Good,
my,
huh?
My grandfather was such a good bowler. Like, I don't have a lot of regrets in my life. I used to have one. Now I got rid of that. But my biggest regrets are in my life. Are three things. I left my mother too early because my dad was just pounding on me. You got to get out of this town. You got to get out of this town. And he kind of ran a psyop on me. I talked about this before to get me to Vegas. I left my mom too early. I really do regret that. The next one is I never did shrooms with Brody Stevens. Like, I wish I could have done shrooms with that guy, get him out of his own head and accept where he was.
Yeah.
And that probably was gay. And then the last one is my grandfather had this amazing bowling trophy back when people cared. And it was an encased bowling trophy.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
With a little stick guy bowling. That had the 7-10 split. Had the 7-10 split.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, yeah.
Because he picked it up.
He did hit one?
He got it. You know how hard it is to get a 7-10 split?
I mean, I don't know what the odds are, but I do know it's the hardest thing in bowling to do.
The hardest thing in bowling.
Is that harder than bowling a perfect game?
I think it, because I don't know anyone who's ever picked up a 7-10 split. And I know my brother's bowled 300s with both hands.
That's crazy. So, I mean, if I get a turkey. Like, if I get one, you, I won't shut
you're
up.
Living that
you ain't,
best
you ain't
life,
gonna
dude.
Fucking hear me. You're, I'm done. I'm all over you at the lanes.
So, my brother.
I'm sitting like this. I don't ever sit like this. I'm at the lanes like this if I'm rolling a turkey.
You're the Jesus man?
These are how I sit at the lanes. You know what I mean? Just like this. I'm like,
just
yeah.
Staring at the women walking
rolling
by.
Rolling a turkey. Just bowled a turkey.
So my brother grew up in the bowling alley. So we're getting older. There's a bowling club at my school, and my dad decides he's going to coach it. My brother is the best on the team. He's averaging like...
How could he not be?
270.
He could be the best right-handed and left-handed best on the team.
But he did with both hands, dude.
Come on, girl.
So I decide to do it, dude. I start out, bro, at like a 130 average. By the end of the season, I was up to 180 average, dude.
Okay.
I was hitting 200s all the time because I was getting that spin action, dog, where you get like kind of the little tips here and you get your hand and I'd bang.
That's something I could never get, the spin.
Dude, my brother.
Or it dances could, on that edge like
yeah,
that.
Oh, it's like, oh, it's going to go in there. Yeah, boom, yeah, and bro. And then you get that, I call it pin action when the thing explodes.
Who do you think you are? I am. That's who your brother could have been.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So we go to county, dude. Like, there's a legitimate...
God, I don't think we had a bowling team at all.
We had a bowling team,
Did you have it the whole time, or was it something you guys created while you were there?
I don't know, man, because one day it was there. I don't know if it was there when I didn't know it was there, but it was there, yeah. And my dad ran it, and he did it for free. For as crazy as my dad was, he did that bowling team. He coached the bowling team for free, and we went to county, bro. Dude, I caught fire one day, dog.
Yeah, tell me.
I caught fire, dog. I couldn't miss the pocket, dude. And you ever see like the crazy bowlers were like, boom!
Yeah, yeah. I
dude,
love it. Yeah.
We would watch Saturday morning, we would watch, like everyone else is watching football, we're watching professional bowling. My dream was to be in the Syracuse NBC Channel 3. Saturday bowling thing where they have kids on. Yeah, bro.
1985. Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, bro.
There's
I a did
87
that, dude.
One too. Are you? If you're in this fucking,
I would
thing,
laugh so hard.
You'd be 12, right?
Yeah. Yep. I did it, dude.
Are you in this?
I wish I was. Look at that.
You remember Perkins?
That poor chick never recovered from that. Never recovered from that. So, my dad's the team. He takes us to county. And, dude, I catch fire. I catch fire, but I'm watching, like, my dad would make us watch bowling with him, and these bowlers were just like, bang, bang. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to go for it. So
did you?
I just bowl, get strike. I'd be like, wow. Dude, it's getting so crazy. The
King
other team starts cheering for me. They like, they're like, Triple A. I'm like, nothing but pin at. And dude, I'm just winging it out there. Bang, bro. I bowled. So I think I hit like 220, 240.
One of your best ever.
One of the best ever.
That's great.
But then we ended up losing county. But man, that was such a glorious day because I could never make any teams. But I was most improved on my bowling team because my bowling average went up 40 points.
Yeah, it's
because I started getting pin action, dog. I was just getting that. I was like, bang! I was just throwing it out there. Boom, boom, boom. Pow, bro. It was the best. I want to join a bowling league so bad. I miss it, dude. I remember when my brother beat my dad for the first time in bowling.
You remember?
We were like, damn, that just happened. The old man got cooked.
And what'd he say?
He was not happy.
He was
not happy. He's just explaining it away. My arm. Oh, God. My arm. My shoulder, dude. Wrecked it at work.
Brother, thank you for doing this with me.
I know. This is great. It's over? It's so fast.
Yeah, fast and fun and quick.
We didn't even get to the fat goth girls.
Promote your comeback, dude. Promote everything right there, please. Your special, all that stuff.
Go to samtriple.com. My new special that's dropped is called Quiet. It's basically why is everybody getting quiet? It's an hour. I hope you enjoy it. It's about my life. You can get it on Rumble, samtriple.com. Still debating whether I'm going to put it on YouTube, but go check YouTube. I'm sure it'll be up. And just listen to my podcast, Broken Simulation, Tinfoil Hat, and Deep Water, a.k.a. Deep Water. So thanks for having me on. I love you, buddy.
Always. Love you, too. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week. We'll be right back.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.